From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Larry Rolson reports for the Albany Times-Union that trees began being cleared on a 115-acre site at Skodak in Rensselaer County off Route 9 for a 1-million-square-foot Amazon Fulfillment Center warehouse. Last week, the project developer, Scannell Properties, completed purchase of vacant land owned by two local families for $3.1 million. Scannell still needs a building permit, so no construction can begin yet. A group of neighbors known as the Birchwood Association filed an Article 78 lawsuit against Scannell and the Town Planning Board last July, saying the project lacked a proper environmental review. That suit is currently before the Appellate Division of the State Supreme Court in Albany, which won't announce a decision until October. The company is getting all sorts of tax breaks, taking money off the local and state tax rolls. The County Industrial Development Agency is considering $13 million in state and local tax giveaways to the company, and Albany officials may offer additional state tax credits to Scannell. Rensselaer County has already given the project a cheaper property tax rate. The Amazon parcel would pay just slightly more property taxes than the Hannaford Distribution Center on Route 9. The Hannaford Distribution Center has a property tax assessment of less than half what the Amazon land will be assessed at, and Scannell will pay about $1 million a year in property taxes. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Paul Kirby at the Daily Freeman contrasts the views State Senator Jen Metzger, a Democrat from Ulster County, with Republican Assemblyperson Curtis Teague, who represents Greene and Schoharie counties, on the Farm Laborers' Fair Labor Practices Bill. The law passed last week in Albany mandates rights for farm workers, such as a day off that employees in most other industries take for granted. Republicans, though, warn it will raise food prices. Metzger points out that Democrats listened to critics and I quote, the compromises included overtime pay after 60 hours per week and collective bargaining provisions that prohibit strikes and lockouts, instead requiring mediation and arbitration of contract disputes similar to public employee unions, end quote. Teague seemed to suggest that laws about farming were not possible. He said, and I quote, as a former dairy farmer, I know this industry inside and out, backward and forward. There is no way you can legislate the nuances and unique variables that each farm has in terms of work hours and overtime, end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Brendan J. Lyons reports for the Albany Times-Union that Albany County employees allegedly worked on County Executive Dan McCoy's 2015 re-election campaign on taxpayer time. Lyons interviewed several county employees who made that claim, but McCoy says, and I quote, no one has been asked or directed to work on my campaign while on the clock, end quote. The allegations came out of an investigation by Albany County Comptroller Michael Connors into the time and attendance of county employees. On June 24th, the county attorney's office agreed to release to Connors full access to the county's payroll system after Connors had retained a private attorney planning to file a petition in state Supreme Court for access to the information. Read more about this story in the Albany Times-Union. Sarah Tafton reports in Columbia Green Media that lawyer David Leonard Rabin of Hunter has been disbarred with a ruling by the State Supreme Court Appellate Division of the 3rd Judicial Department. A disciplinary panel accused Rabin of providing a falsified judgment containing the forged signatures of a Supreme Court judge to a client. He failed to respond to the Attorney Grievance Committee. According to the decision reached by the 3rd Department Presiding Justice Elizabeth A. Gary and Appellate Justices Robert Mulvey, Eugene Devine, Sharon Ahrens, and Stan Pritzker, and I quote, we have also taken note of Rabin's failure to meaningfully comply with his obligations during these proceedings, demonstrating his contempt for the disciplinary process, end quote. Rabin was not talking to the newspaper either. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.